Hello and welcome to day 27 of Creating a Powerful Personal Presence. And a quick recap on yesterday's tip. I was talking about supporting others and supporting their events, their networking events, their book launches, their new business launches, and being fully present, taking other people and following up afterwards. And today I'd like to talk about the importance of giving away value. And what I mean by that is being prepared to give away your knowledge, your expertise, without charging for it. That might sound rather strange because we're all in business ultimately to make money. However, there are lots of ways in which we can give value to others and raise our profile, attract them to us, but not necessarily charge them for it. And if you just think what I'm doing right now, my top tips on Audioboo, totally free of charge. And I just felt that I wanted to share some of my experience with building personal presence and my experience from running workshops on personal presence and just give you a few top tips that you can apply straight away. And as a result of that, I've had many comments on social media, people connecting with me, following me, and it's raised my personal presence across those media. And for me, it takes 10 minutes of my time every day, and it's something that I'm very, very happy to do. So think about how you can share your expertise, because we all have unique expertise in our own area. And there's so many ways nowadays that you can share that. You can just post it on Facebook, you can share it on LinkedIn, obviously share it through your blog, or you can be guest blogging. And that is a great way to get known with a group of people that don't know you. And when you're guest blogging, best thing to do is to choose an industry niche that is specific for you. So the sort of people that are going to be reading that blog are the people that are interested in your specialist subject. And then write something new, fresh, relevant. You know, make sure you include some latest facts, figures, statistics, quotes, whatever you can find. Something that's new that Google will pick up on. Because what Google doesn't like is just regurgitated same old, same old, same old material. It really picks up on anything new that's going out there. And of course, that all helps you with the search engine rankings. And blogging now is such a great way to get yourself known and get your expertise out there. It's an incredibly valuable tool. And it's something, if you're not used to blogging or you blog very rarely or not at all, get some proper advice. Talk to somebody who is a regular blogger or somebody who's an expert on social media or trains in social media, and just get some guidelines on it so that you are using your time wisely, your blog is being seen by the widest audience, that you're getting the right links out there for people to follow you, and that you're finding the right sites to guest blog on. But just think about how you can share the value that you have. Not just blogging, but I guess say social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and also on your website. You know, you can give away just an article, a downloadable PDF, a white paper. You can create an ebook quite easily, something that people will be willing to give their contact details for. So you're collecting their details, and in return, they're getting some great value from you. Doesn't take a long time to do. It really gets you seen and heard and noticed. And of course, it makes you, it shows you up as a giver, somebody that's prepared to give something away, expecting nothing in return. So have fun creating value today and getting it out there across all those different media. And once you start doing that, it becomes habitual. And every time you've got something new, you can share it. And your followers will build up and people will start to talk about you. People will start to share your information. And it will really increase your presence across all media. So that's day 27. Have a great day and look forward to seeing you on day 28.